AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A big jump in retail sales reported this morning. The Commerce Department says Americans spent 3.8% more in January, enjoying the easing of supply chain shortages and less concerned about the pandemic. President Biden's ordering the National Archives to release visitor logs from the Trump White House to enable a House committee to see who came into the White House on the day of the deadly attack on the Capitol. Our Mike Ross here reports the legislative committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has also issued six new subpoenas surrounding the attempt to falsely declare Trump had won in 2020.
Pennsylvania State Senator Douglas Mastriano, Laura Cox, the former chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Arizona State Representative Marv Fincham, and Kelly Ward, the Arizona Republican Party chair. Ward and her husband both signed a document falsely claiming they were Arizona's true electors.
The White House and allied leaders expressing skepticism over Russia's claim it's pulling military troops back from the border with Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg says there's no evidence of that.
We will continue to convey a very clear message to Russia that we are ready to sit down and discuss with them, but at the same time, we are prepared for the worst.
Testimony resumes this morning in the hate crimes trial for the three Georgia men already convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in 2020. Our Julie Walker reports. Brazilian authorities are reporting at least 40 dead in flooding and mudslides in the Rio de Janeiro state, and a swimmer in Sydney, Australia, has died after an attack by a great white shark, said to be 15 feet long. An ambulance worker says nothing could be done to save the victim. This is AP News. U.S. safety regulators are about to allow new high-tech headlights that automatically focus beams on dark areas of a roadway but won't blind other drivers.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will allow adaptive driving beam headlights on new vehicles. The headlights, commonly used in Europe, have LED lamps that can focus beams on dark road areas. They also lower the intensity of light beams if there's oncoming traffic. That's done with camera sensors and computers. The new lights will show up in higher-cost luxury vehicles at first, but will spread to other models as the price of the technology falls. The top version of the lights is available on an Audi model. The price tag, an eye-opening, $3,000. Norman Hall, Washington.
American figure skater Vincent Zhou is out of quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 at the Beijing Games. He plans to perform in the exhibition gala. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.